Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. You know, this is something that I wanted to just say really quickly to everybody out there. You have heard us here at the network talk about what we're building from technology's perspective for next year. And the reason we're building a technology that connects people across the globe on issues that really matter is because of this show today and shows like it. Joining me here today is someone that understands not just the depth, but understands what it's like to know that our second biggest environmental hazard facing the planet is right in front of us. And there are many reasons why. Marissa Price is somebody that knows about what happens to animals, what happens to animals in the food we eat, what happens to the animals, as we like to call them, our animal friends across the globe. And, you know, many of you have heard us speak out about this in multiple shows at multiple times, but there's never been a greater time than now to look at this and the ripple effect and the devastation on our planet and on our animal friends. Marissa Price is joining me here today, senior strategist for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, better known as PETA. Thank you so much, Marissa, for joining me today. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
Look, I have talked about this. And look, we have been talking about not just this, but things like this for over 15 years. And we decided we need to do something about it. And so we're getting ready to launch our crowdfunding and our technology announcement, which is called AI for the Soul. And when we talk about a topic like this, this is about the soul. This is about the soul of humanity. This is about the soul of the species on the planet. This is about the soul of how we move forward. I want to ask you about this question, especially about what we're destroying. What is it that wakes you up in the middle of the night?
Well, these fires in the Amazon are deeply disturbing, because the Amazon rainforest has been referred to as the lungs of the world. As we all know, trees take in carbon dioxide that we all breathe out, that we exhale, and it creates oxygen that we all need for life on this earth. And the fires are devastating the Amazon rainforest. And unfortunately, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Animal agriculture is one of the greatest causes of global warming. And we all know with global warming, that means rising temperatures, rising sea levels, storms, whether that's hurricanes or snowstorms or tornadoes, increasing in frequency and severity, as well as droughts and wildfires. And it's estimated in just 30 years, we could have hundreds of millions of people displaced around the world, unable to live where they're living now because of these droughts and wildfires and sea levels rising and flooding parts of the world. So animal agriculture being one of the main causes of global warming, it's really clear that we need to change our bias and we need to change the way that we are kind of viewing the world. And luckily, we're seeing a huge shift in that already. Consumers care, and they know that we're all in this together. And we're seeing vegan options popping up around the world at fast food chains around the U.S. and restaurant chains, supermarkets. It's never been easier to go vegan. And it's really just a simple choice that you can make three times a day when you go to eat. But it has a huge impact on saving the world and your own personal health.
You know, what's fascinating about this is once upon a time, if you said the word vegan, you know, people would make you repeat it on an interview like this. They would make you repeat it and then explain it and think that it's an acronym for something. But I think it's one of the most, don't you think? I think it's one of the most one misunderstood notions we have. And what I want to say about it is that we are living in a world now where we are absolutely educating ourselves. And I think it's like what I call, Marissa, from the bottom up. And let me tell you what I mean from the bottom up. What I mean from the bottom up is our young people, you know, children in 11th grade, in 11-year-old children are coming home to their parents and saying, I don't want to eat that for dinner tonight. I think this is really a level of awareness around it. But let me ask you this, from your perspective, can you describe the devastation to our listeners? Because I've shown pictures on some Facebook live shows we've done. We have a green channel we're launching next year. I just don't know how to talk about it anymore, except if you see what's happening. Can you describe it from what you're seeing? Because you're there every day.
Yes. So animal agriculture is one of the leading causes of global warming. And, you know, that to try to paint the picture there, that means a lot of different things. So on one hand, animal agriculture requires massive amounts of land, for one. So this is not just land, for example, for cattle to graze or for these giant sheds of chickens or pigs to live in, who are crammed in these filthy, miserable conditions, by the way. But this takes up massive amounts of land. And then we also need land to create the feed for the animals. It's estimated that farmed animals are fed more than 70% of the grains that are grown in the United States. And once the animals are given the grain, what is then produced when the animal is slaughtered is much less amount of food. For example, it takes 4.5 pounds of grain to make 1 pound of chicken meat. So we could be feeding a lot more people more effectively and a lot healthier with vegan plant-based sources than animal agriculture. So it's really just unsustainable. So that's just land usage. And then we also have the energy that it takes to run these production plants and all of the irrigation and the water that's used for the animals. The energy that's used for the slaughterhouses and the meatpacking facilities. And then the fact that these are just intelligent, sensitive animals that have to endure this immense suffering. I mean, they're kept in tiny, cramped cages and sheds their whole lives. They're routinely mutilated and their throats are slit while often they're still fully conscious. So most people care about the environment and they care about animals. They don't like they don't like hearing about how animals are hurt and they don't like seeing it. And most people do care about the environment. I mean, we've got people stopping using straws and they've got the reusable grocery bags, maybe switching to a hybrid car, but we really can't claim to care about the environment if we ignore the effects of animal agriculture, which are the single greatest man-made cause of global warming. And University of Chicago, was that?
I was going to say something. I was going to say, whether it doesn't matter whether you're going to vote for this guy or not, one of the things that I think Cory Booker brought to light is every time he's up there, he talks about being vegan. And let me just tell you, what do they call it? The visualization, the PR visualization from a Cory Booker, right? From the state that I'm from, from poverty stricken, growing up in a projects kind of deal, and a Cory Booker coming on stage and say, yeah, hey, I'm vegan. I mean, it gives people a moment to pause, but I really want him to come forward and say why he's vegan, because it's exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, let's talk about this from the perspective of behavioral change for people. The thing I have found, Marissa, about this is that the call to action here And our tagline for next year and the title of my book is called Outraged and Optimistic. And the reason that it is because there's a level of outrage we have to allow ourselves to be and yet hold the optimistic perspective of possibilities. Can I ask you, this every day you're seeing this, what is the call to action that you'd like to see? Because if people did one thing, like just one thing, like maybe, you know, eat meat 5 days, 7 days a week. But if we could just do this one step at a time, what would your top three things be?
Great question. You know, I'm all for any movement in the right direction. And it's so easy. It's never been easier to be vegan. Just in the last month, even, and within the last year, there's been a huge rise of a product called the Beyond Burger. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
So it's a vegan burger that is become incredibly popular because it looks and tastes like a beef burger, but it has none of the negative environmental effects of animal agriculture. And it's much healthier. It contains 20 grams of protein per burger, and all vegan foods have zero cholesterol. So any cholesterol issues typically come from eating meat, dairy, and eggs, but this is much better for your health. It decreases chance of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, certain types of cancers, and obesity. So it's much, much healthier. And it is now available at Carl's Jr.'s. It's available at Hardee's. It's available at TGI Fridays. Dunkin' Donuts is just now coming out with a vegan sausage based off of the same Beyond Meat brand. Little sausage biscuit for breakfast. And Subway is now coming out with a vegan Beyond Meat meatball sub. So it's never been easier to, you know, and also these products like Beyond Meat, for example, is just one example of many different types of vegan meat products that you can buy from the grocery store, and you can cook it at home yourself and make it however you like it. But, you know, if you just wanted to go out and try one of these, I really urge everyone to go out and try and start making that step in the right direction. And think about the bigger issue here of global warming, because you know, it's not just to save animals and to save the environment, but it's really for everyone to save themselves. You know, we're all in this together. And I think that's kind of just how PETA has always seen it, of with respecting other animals and trying to be, you know, good stewards of the environment rather than exploiting the land and animals around us. And it's really coming to a head with global warming and with this example of the wildfires in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah. You know what I love about this is that, and I'm so glad you brought it up, because we did a cover story on the fact that I don't know if you know about this, but there was a McDonald's that opened up in the South, and there what my little niece calls it, the triple B meal, the Beyond Beef Burger. That's what she calls it, the triple B. Can we go get a triple B? Yeah, no, that is like they should pick up that little phrase. She's like, can we go triple B? Well, not every place has them. And so she's like going around to all these places here where I live and saying, are you going to get these? Are you going to get these? Because that McDonald's, I think it was, sold out in an hour. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I love it, even if people don't understand why it's important. I love it. And I love that you're out here and what you're doing about it. You know, I want to ask you this. You're talking to a lot of people today. I know this. I know that you've got so many calls on the planet. The question I like to ask is the questions that come in from our listeners, right? And one, tell folks where they can go for more information. And the second thing is, there is a severe impact to the climate. There is a severe impact to the climate, not to mention what it's doing to our bodies. So I want to ask you your personal message around this for call to action. And please tell folks how they can find out more. And by the way, how they can do more.
Absolutely. So first of all, to find out more information on animal agriculture's effects on global warming and how by switching to a vegan diet, you can reduce your greenhouse gas emissions by up to 50%, check out PETA.org. That's PETA.org. We also have a ton of vegan recipes and tips. We have vegan eating guides that pretty much every major restaurant has ever heard of, all on our website. And you can sign up for a free guide to going vegan to be mailed to you on our website. So please check that out. And for a personal call to action is really the single best thing you can do for our environment and your health and save animals is to switch to a vegan diet. So, you know, it's, I would say in terms of your average daily habits, it's similar to switching to other types of diets. Maybe if you've done different diets, it's, you know, where change may not happen for you 100% overnight and you may need to take some baby steps. But I think just always thinking of the big picture that by going vegan, you can save more than 200 animals per year. So that means that 200 fewer animals a year would be slaughtered because you're not paying for them to be slaughtered for your food, which is pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing the power that one person can have. So I really just want everyone to feel empowered to make a change, you know, to help themselves and the world around them, because that's 100% the case. You know, as consumers in our capitalistic and society here, you really do hold the power of, you know, what gets put on the market and what doesn't. And we see that with this massive trend of these, just of the vegan burger, for example, not to mention even all the other vegan products that are on the market now, but just back to my example of the Beyond Burgers, you know, they would not be popping up in Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's across the country,
that's right,
Dunkin' Donuts, if they weren't popular and if people weren't buying them, and people wouldn't be not buying them if they didn't taste good and if because, you know, they're being conscious consumers. So I really do believe in people and making the right choice, and it's never been easier to do that.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'll end on this. I know you got to run. One of the things that's most important to me is absolutely, I play a sport called table tennis and I play with people from all over the world. And what I've learned about their cultures, I've learned through their food. And I will tell you, they have mastered the art of cooking vegetables and other forms of protein other than meat. They have mastered the art of that. And I'll tell you that for many people listening, there is a way to go delicious and go with integrity. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I'm telling you, please keep the faith. Please get out there outrageously and optimistic, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You're so inspiring.
Anything else you need from us, let us know. If you have a public service announcements you want us to play, just send them to my producer. We will run them across the network. We're here to do and
Amazing.
Support you. If you just get us the information, we're on it, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Everybody out there, this time when you're thinking for the holiday season, here's what I want you to think. I want you to think something delicious and something that doesn't have an animal product in it. Yeah, I know y'all can do it. Get out there and do it. We'll be right back.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Look, if you have seen all of the ads on television, then there's one thing that you'll know. It's this time of the year. And we have from now until the end of December 7th, to make changes to our 2020 Medicare Health and Prescription Drug Plan. But the question is, what are you seeing in these telephone ads or these television ads and radio ads that may or may not make sense to you. I know for me, there are a couple of things where I started to look and say, well, wait a minute, I don't have that. I don't have that. And I pay for supplemental this and I pay for supplemental that. And I'm pretty sure you're saying the same thing. Well, today we're going to help demystify all of that. Ray Hurd is joining us here today. He is a regional administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And this is to get up close and personal with what you should know, what you can do, and how easy it is to make these changes. Ray, thank you. What do you think about what I said? I mean, there's just a lot of things coming on television and radio now that are talking about, wow, now you can get this and now you can get that. And I know for many people, they're thinking, well, I don't have that now. This has got to be new. Help us understand what the big picture is here.
So the big picture is, of course, from October 15th to December 7th, is your opportunity to review different health plans and prescription drug plans that are available and find the one that best suits your needs, whether it's because you need dental or vision, or perhaps your old insurance company changed a price on a prescription drug you were taking, or maybe they changed the doctors that were in network. There's many reasons to shop around and make sure that the plans meet your needs.
And, you know, I think that what we're finding is that there are things that I believe were not included that some folks say are now included. I want to ask you right out of the gate, let's make sure people know what the resources are that they could look at and get some comparisons, because I think this is the most important part. People have to be able to find out, how do I make this decision? Give us a website. Let's start with that.
All right. Very important. You are correct. There's a lot of options out there, and so people need help. Medicare.gov is the website. Lots of information about our different programs. Within Medicare.gov is a tool called the Plan Finder, and that's where you can actually see the plans that are available to you and compare the different options, the different benefits of what they cover. The important thing this year with the Plan Finder is that if you have a My Medicare account or establish a My Medicare account, the Plan Finder will use your actual claims data to populate your drug list to help you shop for plans that will cover those prescriptions that you're taking.
One of the things that I think is so important for people is, I know this can be daunting, right, Ray? I mean, we all know that this is, for some people that have looked at this, they think, I'm not going to look at it. I'm just going to let things slide. I've got what I've got from last year. Why should I look at something else? How do we answer those questions for folks?
Well, firstly, I'll go back to what I stated earlier. Your insurance company has changed something. They change things from year to year. They could have changed the doctors that they pay for. They could have changed the price of a certain prescription that you take. Or maybe they totally dropped that prescription off of their formulary and it's no longer available to you through them. So if you don't shop, it could be a surprise to you when you go to use your plan. And if you don't change it before December 7th, you're pretty much stuck until next year when the open enrollment period comes around again.
Yeah. Look, you are in a position, you're the expert here. And so let me ask you a couple of questions. I know our time here today is short. Rather than go through a whole list of questions, I'd like to know from you, what's at the top of your list, your top three, that as you're doing these interviews, this is like, okay, folks, this is what you need to look at right now.
So for me, right on the top of the list is always the prescription drugs. More and more people are getting prescriptions and they are very costly. And so in order to help you pay for those prescriptions, either a Medicare Advantage plan that covers it or a standalone drug plan will help you to cover those costs. And then there's other things. Remember, traditional Medicare won't pay for your eyeglasses, it won't pay for your hearing aids or any of those dental visits. So you may want to find a Medicare Advantage plan that offers those benefits if that's a need for you to offset those costs. And as you stated earlier, there are some new benefits available this year. We've expanded the benefits that Medicare Advantage plans offer. So for people with chronic conditions, they might find a Medicare Advantage plan that helps to provide meals at home or transportation to appointments.
And as we were talking, I went to the website and I logged in, and it was very easy to take me to my current coverage. And it allows me to now take a look at what I have and what I might choose. And so I want to thank you for making this tool very easy, very friendly. And basically, I must say, two clicks. That is unheard of for a government site. And so thank you for that.
We listened to users like you and tried to design a site that would be easy to use.
Yeah. I literally, while you were talking, I just did this. So that's what I wanted to say to you about it. The most daunting thing for people, and I would like for you to talk about it, is this question of, I don't really understand the Advantage plan. I don't understand the Medigap policy. I don't understand. Do I go to a supplemental? These are the things that most of us, when we first went through this, we hired somebody to take us through and say, what does it look like? Now, what I've noticed is on the website, you could chat with people and you could talk with people. Tell us, for people that may be just looking at this for the first time, or even people that already signed up, you know, tell us a little bit about what it means when they show you your current plan and why it's important to see if that fits for you. Because I think this is the thing that folks don't quite understand. But if somebody has, and this is just my language now, a pre-existing condition, you want to make sure you've got great coverage, right?
Absolutely. And, our health changes from year to year. So, your old plan may have covered what your health status was then. But if something's happened over the year, you need to make sure that that plan is going to cover it next year as well.
When you do this and you look at these from your perspective, right, what do you sense from people is the thing that they do least? And what I mean by that is, you have such a long open enrollment period, right? Even with this long open enrollment period, people will wait to the last day. And I'm just,
there's a couple things there. So you can go to Medicare.gov and you can walk through the process yourself. You are right. Online chat feature. So if you need help while you're in Medicare.gov and on the plan finder, you can chat with somebody. But remember this phone number, 1-800 will get you to a customer service representative 24 hours a day. And they can help you over the phone and even sign you up over the phone if that's what you want to do. And there's always local counselors available. So every state has a state health insurance program with counselors that are trained by us to walk you through the different Medicare options that are available and help you choose what's best for you. And of course, insurance companies have agents and brokers out there that are more than happy to help you also.
Please give out that phone number one more time. I think we may have bleeped out a little bit right there.
Sure. It's 1-800-MEDICARE.
Okay. As we're looking at this and people are hearing so many things on radio and television, there are questions around Medicare Advantage plan. Has the plan changed from last year? I just need to ask that question. I know it's a big question, but really what I'm asking is the highlights of what you're seeing.
The big thing with the Medicare Advantage plans is that we've allowed them to offer more additional. In the past, they could only offer benefits that were directly related to healthcare and improving health. We realized that in order to keep people healthy and at home, we had to. So there are some plans out there for people with chronic conditions, offer things like ways to get meals brought to the home, or transportation. So those are the things that have really changed in the Medicare Advantage world this year, is the additional benefits that may be available. Now, not every plan is going to offer these, so you have to shop around and see which ones do and which ones don't.
Okay. Last question for today. I want to know from you, one, what is the best phone number again, the best website again, and then give everybody the details that they should know. When can you sign up? What you should know, what's available to us, and even the help they can get from a local community. And thank you for all that you're doing.
All right. So the phone number to remember is 1-800-MEDICARE. Again, customer service reps are available 24 hours a day to answer your questions, and they can even sign you up over the phone or refer you to a local state health insurance program counselor, which we call SHIP counselors. The website is medicare.gov. Remember, it's a .gov site. It's a government site. There are some phonies out there, and I don't want people to get trapped going to a site that's not medicare.gov. But on that site, it will talk about our Medicare programs, and it will let you compare plans. The important thing to remember every year, October 15th to December 7th, is when you can shop for prescription drug plans or a Medicare Advantage plan that meets your current needs and your current finances.
I love it. Thank you so much. Last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave everybody with today?
Oh, take advantage of open enrollment and shop and compare. I hear success stories every year from Medicare enrollees who realize that they can save a lot of money by switching plans and still have a plan that meets their needs.
Yeah, I was so excited to hear that now in this, there is now fitness memberships that didn't exist for my particular plan last year. So, and now options of dental and vision. So I think those are the things that we're starting to see on television, and people are really interested in finding out more about those things as well. Thank you so much for today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy-fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome. Guess what? It's time to put men in the hot seat. A lot of times we do our good news segments and we never get to feature, you know, our male counterparts here in the health and wellness arena. But today, this is about empowering men to take charge of their health. And I know if you're listening to this, you're probably rolling your eyes right now because we know what that's like. I could never get my dad to go to the doctor, the dentist, anything that had a D in front of it, it wasn't going to happen. But we have got some good news for you. Joshua Halpern, Dr. Joshua Halpern, joining me here today, urologist and assistant professor at Northwest Medicine, is going to talk with us today about how it is that we need to be more assertive, but more importantly, more informative, because I think that information really is important and knowledge is power. Today, We're going to be talking with the doctor about Men's Health Awareness Month. And for all of you out there, this is not something you don't want to be pounding on the table for your spouse to do something about. Remember, knowledge is power. Dr. Halpern, thank you for joining me here today. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, look, I don't think I'm like different than anybody else that's probably listening to this show. Staring at, you know, my brother, my dad, just staring at them and saying, listen, please, please take care of yourself. But you're a man and you're passionate about men's health. And you're passionate about men's health awareness. So with this, you're bringing us some new, innovative, motivative ways to help men get all down with it. Tell me what this is about and how we get this to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right. We all know men hate going to the doctor. In fact, about a third of men don't even have a primary care doctor to go to. And right. So it's really an uphill battle trying to get men in some cases to take charge of their own health. You know, as a urologist, I see men for all sorts of things. And so I've become increasingly passionate about trying to get men to engage in the healthcare system. Sure, you know, we've got to talk today about Men's Health Awareness Month, and mm-hmm. part of that is about male-specific diseases like prostate cancer and testicular cancer. But perhaps the biggest overarching theme here is trying to get men to take charge of their health, to be proactive, and to establish a good relationship with the doctor.
Well, and, you know, let's start with you for a minute, because I think it has to start with the story. I mean, we've been telling stories about why it's important for us to raise our level of consciousness and get involved in our own future for 15 years. But for you, tell me a little bit about what was the catalyst for you to say, look, this is an area I'm going to get all in about.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, as a urologist, I see men for a lot of different men's health issues. But one of the things that I started to notice is that a man would come in to see me for problem A, and it turns out that they actually had problem B and C going on, and that those problems were interlinked. So a great example is I treat a lot of men for sexual function. Erectile dysfunction, very, very common among men, especially as they get older. But it turns out that erectile dysfunction can actually be a marker of some underlying cardiovascular disease. Now, you know, what could get a man into a doctor more than an inability to get an erection? So men will reluctantly come in to see me, but it turns out that that's a great opportunity to try to target men's health when it comes to cholesterol and heart health and the rest. And so as I started to see more of these men, I really got fired up about trying to help men get plugged into a primary care doctor and to get them to be a little bit more proactive about their overall general health.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, it really is. We have to ask ourselves many times about what gets us motivated to do whatever it is we need to do to have an amazing life. But let's talk a little bit about some of the information, because, you know, I can't tell you how many of my male friends have gone down this pathway that we're about to talk about right now, which is looking at cancer, looking at prostate cancer, looking at what we need to know to be aware about this. Give us some information about what you have discovered. And then I want to make sure we have the website for people. So give us a sense of, look, what is so real about prostate cancer?
Look, prostate cancer is the most common cancer among men outside of skin cancer, and mm-hmm. the numbers are staggering. 175,000 men will likely be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year. And unfortunately, about 31,000 men will die of prostate cancer. So that's really sobering. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
And so we've all, as you mentioned, been touched by this in some way, whether it's a family member, a friend, or a colleague. We all know someone somebody who has been diagnosed with prostate cancer and has been down that road, which is why it's so important for us to talk about prostate cancer screening, which is a way to detect prostate cancer early while it's still a curable disease.
In the years that you've been engaged in this, one of the things I want to ask you about is, what have you seen change? And the reason I'm asking this question is twofold. The first part of the question has to do is, what have you seen change in the way men are approaching their health? And then two, what have you been able to see change in the science, the research, the technology, and the advancement of things important to men's health?
Well, I do think that men have really come a long way in being proactive about their health. You know, we joke around at the beginning of the segment, but in the past few years, I definitely have noticed that more men are coming to my office asking great questions about prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and other health issues. They're coming armed with more information, which they're getting from other doctors, from friends, from the internet. And so they really are taking charge of their health. And I think that Men's Health Awareness Month has been an important part of that. Now, as far as the science and the treatment goes, I mean, it's been really remarkable. We have so many cutting-edge treatments. We have so many cutting-edge diagnostic tests to try to do a better job detecting these cancers and looking at some of these other men's health conditions. Prostate cancer, for example, prostate cancer surgery. We've got robotic surgery. We've got new radiation technologies. We've got new blood tests to try to help understand genetic profiling of prostate cancer. The list goes on and on. But I think no matter what area of men's health we look at, whether it's sexual function, fertility, urinary function, we're making great strides in the science and the treatment. And that's just another reason for men to be seeing their doctor on a regular basis, because something may have changed since you saw your doctor 4 or 5 years ago when it comes to whatever might be affecting your health. There may be a new treatment. There may be another way to live a better, healthier, more enjoyable life.
I know that this interview is short, so I want to make sure that we give out the information for people. What is the best way for people to find out more about this initiative, but also resources for them?
Well, our website at Northwestern Medicine, which is nm.org, has a wealth of information on all these men's health topics. And we've got a wealth of experts who are able to speak to each one of these. And so that's a really great place to start as far as gathering information and trying to educate oneself about these men's health issues.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of an ongoing conversation. One last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave everybody with today?
Well, if nothing else, I think it's really important that men find a doctor who they trust, who they can establish a relationship with, and remember that you can be proactive about taking care of your own health. It's really up to us to keep our bodies in check and to make sure that we're getting the care that we need.
Yeah, I am so grateful. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining me here today.
Thanks again.
All right, everybody, short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our good news segment. Sandra Raffelli is joining me here today because what we're doing is we love to bring you special featured good news segments. So one of the things that I want everybody to know is that We hear about organizations and companies, and we hear about what they sell, but we rarely, rarely hear about what they do altruistically, what they do to help the quality of life of others, what they do to make sure that people, regardless of what your life situation is, gets a shot, gets a chance. Today is one of those stories. Sandra is joining me here today, and we are going to talk about what we are doing here to transform the lives of Latinos through art. Yes, we're getting down with this. Sandra, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this, because one of the things that I love is when you pull back the curtain and you find companies like Coors Light in particular here, which we're going to talk about, you find that there are so many things that are done, you know, to raise the level of acknowledgement and representation and leadership. So tell us about this, because I have a funny feeling people don't know about this.
Yes, I didn't know either. This was a blessing that just like fell on my lap, thankfully. This program has been in highlighting Latino leaders for quite a while. It started in 2006. And since then, they have been supporting the Latino leaders and highlighting of them so they can make a positive impact in the community. So the way that it works is that each year, nonprofits from all over the country nominate leaders. So they get like hundreds of nominations, and they do a selection to come up with 12 finalists. These 12 finalists have to run a campaign to raise awareness about the work they do and get people to vote for them for 30 days. After the whole campaign is run, the person with the most number of votes is the winner, is elected the Latino, the Coors Light Leader of the Year, and receives $25,000 to invest in their social project. Just in summary, if you want to more details about how to get access to these grants, you can go on www.coorslightleaders.com. There's so much to learn about this topic.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what this means to inspire people, because clearly you are enthusiastic and you are committed to helping others. I mean, this is something that you and I get to wake up every day, and we know that our life's path is about that. I am committed to helping women have a voice through running their own show and getting out in the world in media. And, you know, here we are talking about you and your passion, but your passion and action. Tell me a little bit about what gets you inspired.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Usually I was working at my studio and working with my community and generating an impact. And with the Coors Light Leader program opportunity, I have been motivated to share my story, to share my journey. And by sharing my journey at a local, national, and global level, some leaders are getting inspired to put in action their ideas, and also those designers and creatives that work for, that are part of my organization, they have been recognized, and now people are more aware of the capabilities of adults' social needs. So it has been a win-win all over.
And I'm so thrilled to be talking to you about this, because what we've been able to watch over time is the increasing numbers of children who have come forward and are in the special needs category. The numbers have increased exponentially over a 10-year period. And so your work in this area, if we just looked at that, your work in your area, in this area, is to help people realize that these are people. people.
Yes. That along with like giving adults with autism, Down syndrome, and other related disabilities an opportunity to make a living in a meaningful way. You know, to move from bagging groceries at the grocery store to creating their own business in fashion, design, or art.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this today. And here you are today, 2019, you are it. Here you are. You're it. Does it feel a little surreal?
It feels like a fairy tale, a lovely fairy tale.
I have to ask. I mean, this is why I'm asking this question. I mean, seriously, I was in a music video on October 1st with John Legend and a bunch of other people that I had never met before. Beyonce's parents, Alfred. I mean, seriously, right? And it happened very interestingly. And that's why I'm asking you the question, because I can tell from speaking with you, you're very humble about this, but yet you're a powerful woman. And see, I think that is so important in the world we're living in today. That's why I ask you the question about being surreal, because I would imagine for you, you just get up and do your thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, like, I what did I get this strength? It just comes from within. There's never a second thought about what I do and about accomplishing my mission.
What is it that you want to share with others that are going to listen to this? And they're listening to this, right? And they're hearing you named the Coors Light Leader of the Year, right? And they're hearing this story. And they're thinking, how could that be for me? How might I make a positive impact on my community? How might I do that?
Well, I started from the idea of blending my skills that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I moved away from the word working and struggling to the pleasure of, like in my case, art, creating, fashion design, and people. That is the other part of my story, like empowering adults with disabilities. So I found those two loves that I have, and I blend them. And even though at the beginning of this process, I had no idea how to start a nonprofit. I had no idea how to like write a legal document. And I learned that. I never was afraid of learning or asking for help or building a team that will share the mission with me. So, but it all came from the love of those two passions that me of mine. If I would have gone by numbers, because I'm good at numbers, but I don't really love numbers, I don't know if the outcome would have been the same.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about this is you are in the world you're in because you're right. It is something from within, and the acknowledgement of who you are. And when people go to the website, they will see you right there, standing out in front, you know, the beautiful energy of who you are, and that transcends. I want to ask you this last question. I know the time, our time together is short. Can you think of people, stories, because folks love stories. Can you think of some folks that have benefited from your work and what their lives are today?
Yes. A young adult, 23-year-old, who had a dream to be a fashion designer and couldn't get accepted at a fashion designer program due to her level of functionality, finally, you know, contacted us, and she and her mom joined the program. At the beginning, she wasn't able to network and from a confident heart, and now she's able to network to promote her business. Her and her mother went from taking care of each other to working in a collaboration, and now they're even generating an extra income. So that definitely was a big impact. And this is all, again, now is going to be even better with the grant that we are receiving from Course Light Leaders Program. So for those who want to know how to have access to that grant, I would invite them to check the website, www.courselightleaders.com.
I want to thank you for today and thank you for giving that information. I have one last question for you, if you don't mind. I want to know what your personal message is to people. I'd love to know what you'd love to share for folks to inspire them for their next move.
Being open to learn, mm-hmm. being open to explore personal skills that we have never tapped into, and being in contact with human beings instead of being behind a computer are the formula that I use for personal growth and spiritual growth. So I would definitely get people, would like to encourage people to explore and to volunteer opportunities, and then maybe get inspired to start their own enterprise or their own social project.
Mm. Thank you so much, Sandra, for everything you're doing. Please give that website one more time.
The Course Light Leaders website is www.courselightleaders.com.
All right. Thank you. And folks out there, please remember that exactly what Sandra has said is this is for everyone. This is for you, for me, for people that have a passion to help others. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.